fair fishing, most of the time. Of course, even on Lake Constance, there is sometimes the temptation to bend the rules a little, or, let's say, to get creative. A classic example involves the drifting gillnet. If you hang it out in the sun after fishing, or place it near a warm stove, the nylon shrinks slightly. As a result, the mesh size becomes smaller, and suddenly, even younger or undersized fish are caught. There is an even more subtle trick. A section at the bottom of the net is cut out and replaced with one that has a smaller mesh size. The idea is simple. Fishing inspectors usually measure the net at the top, so the manipulation often goes unnoticed for a while. But on the lake, things like this do not stay secret for long. Often, it is the fishermen themselves who keep a close eye on each other. If someone consistently catches much more than the others, someone might pick up the phone and call the fishing inspector. The penalties are strict. For each manipulated net, there is a fine of 50 euros and a 1 week fishing ban. In the past, particularly creative fishermen have even been banned for up to 4 weeks. Clear rules and consistent enforcement ensure that fishing on Lake Constance remains fair and sustainable, and that cheating stays the exception.